Bitcoin is a virtual currency that's traded largely online. It was created in 2009 in the aftermath of the global financial crisis as an alternative to currencies which are controlled by countries and central bankers. But Bitcoin has been on a wild ride lately, soaring in value during the anxious days of the Cyprus banking crisis. We're going to look at the currency's history in today's Business Bottom Line. Here's NPR's Steve Henn.
The money supply in the U.S. economy is controlled by the Fed. In Europe, the number of euros flowing through the financial system is dictated by the European Central Bank. But Bitcoin, this cyber currency, is different. Bitcoins are mined. Well, kind of.
My name is Chris Koss, and I'm a Bitcoin miner, and I've been mining Bitcoin since about August of 2011.
But Chris Koss doesn't wield a pickaxe.
I'm walking into my room right now, and I'll sit down next to my computer. And you can hear that there's a pretty good humming going on right now.
Roughly every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network creates a kind of code. And then Bitcoin miners, like Koss, race to crack it open.
Basically, you want your computer to just run through as many random guesses as possible, as quickly as possible.
The first miner to crack the code gets 25 brand new Bitcoins. Coins that didn't exist before. And at today's exchange rate, those coins are worth more than $3,000. This process of mining new bitcoins is the only way the currency is created. And it's completely predictable. Roughly every 10 minutes, 25 new bitcoins come into circulation. And that stability, say Bitcoin advocates, gives the currency real value.
It's similar to gold in the sense that there's a limited supply of Bitcoin and there's a limited supply of gold.
Patrick Merck is a lawyer and the general counsel at the Bitcoin Foundation. And in the last 4 years, little markets have grown up around this currency. Merck lets his clients pay their bills with it. Blogging sites accept it. So do a few restaurants and even some hotels. And like gold, recently, Bitcoin has attracted speculators.
We've seen $250,000 open market orders. We've seen $500,000 open market orders.
In the past 2 months, as the banking crisis in Cyprus has simmered, Bitcoin's value has surged, almost quadrupling. And for guys like Chris Koss, that's been, well, a bit of a bonanza.
I have all of my money except for what I plan to spend in the next month in Bitcoin.
Basically, Chris Koss's entire life savings is now locked up in a cyber currency that's barely 4 years old. Ken Kuttner, an economics professor at Williams College, says this kind of behavior has all the earmarks of a bubble.
The only possible thing that can really be driving the price rise is an expected future price rise.
Kuttner points out that bitcoins don't pay a dividend, and unlike a dollar, you can't buy much with them.
You value a dollar because you can take it down to the corner store and buy yourself a can of Coke.
With Bitcoin, probably not.
My understanding is it's used by a small cadre of technophiles and perhaps people in the shadier side of the economy.
Today, even many Bitcoin enthusiasts like Chris Koss say they lose sleep trying to predict when or if a Bitcoin panic could wipe their assets out.
I definitely have probably gotten a couple gray hairs thinking about just where should the price be? Is it about to pop at any moment?
Bitcoins took root in a little corner of cyberspace, in part because of distrust of central bankers. But in a panic, central bankers can step in and prop up the market. They can save a life savings. Still, Koss says he's keeping his assets in Bitcoin, at least through the end of the week. Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.